This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie, the Doggy Diva. This week on our show, learn ways to help your pet with anxiety, some important nutritious ideas for overweight pets, and a special event to raise donations for a haven for dogs. That's what's on our show this week. Stay with us.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com, hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, Monica, with things being the way they are, whether it be weather, wildfires, or just storming, or just having your pet not want to be home alone, or anything that would stress your pet out, can you give us some tips on how to deal with anxiety?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, right now we're in the midst of hurricane season. We have all these storms. And, you know, separation anxiety is also a huge thing. So some little tips to get our pets through that. There are some great products. The first one has been around for a while, and I have to tell you, it's still my first go-to is Composure. Composure is made by a company called VetraScience. It comes in a liquid or it comes in a chewable. It is all natural. It's made, it's a calming decapeptide that's made by, the mother's milk. So it's a all natural calming anti-anxiety medication. Now, what it will not do is it will not sedate the pet at all. So you're looking to just calm them down, alleviate some of the anxiety. Now, one thing to remember with Composure is when you get the Composure medication, it says right on the packaging for acute situations of stress to double and triple the dose. So like any medication, finding your pet's right dose can sometimes take a little time. So I always recommend, you know, trying it out for a couple of times before you get into any big, you know, storms coming. But for example, my 40-pound collie, her average dose was the half a teaspoon. And by the end of the trial and error period, she was up to almost 2 teaspoons to have the adequate dosage. Now, you have to remember, this stuff is all natural. It's not going to hurt them to raise it up at all. I mean, the dog could essentially drink the bottle and they're not going to have side effects besides being very chill. But you don't want to, you know, you never want to really over-medicate unless you have to. So, you know, just by trial and error, you know, just kind of up the dose to where you need to start seeing the effects that you need. There is another product that is similar in nature to Composure, which is called Zilkine. And Zilkeen has been on the market for a while. Zilkeen is very similar in the makeup as Composure is. The one thing that's great about having Zilkeen as an additional product that came out is you can actually use that in conjunction with Composure. So if one is just not doing it, then you can add the two of them together very safely and work them together to get a full anti-anxiety. And again, just like the Composure, the Zilkeen is not going to sedate the pet. They're all natural. You do not need a prescription to get these medications. It is an over-the-counter medication. It's very safe for your pets, safe to use with any kind of disease or illness. It's not going to counteract any other drugs or medication your pets may be on. Zilkeen is actually, as well, also what they use in Royal Canin's Calm diet. So Royal Canin has a food that's used for pets that have, you know, separation anxiety or any kind of anxiety issues, and it's made to just calm them down. And Zilkeen is actually the product that's added to that food. So very, very safe to use on a regular basis if needed. Great to use when you bring your pet into the vet's office, for example. If you have a pet that's fractious, we always tell our clients, you know, give them the Zilkeen for a couple days before you bring the pet in, and, you know, you'll have a calmer, more easily handleable pet. The difference between the two, if you're looking at which one to do, the Composure is faster acting. The Composure is going to be on board about a half hour, 45 minutes from when you get it. The Zilkeen is 24 to 48 hours of giving the medication to have it fully on board and in your system. So Zilkeen is something that you want to start a little further in advance. So if you are short on time, I would definitely recommend going the Composure route and then maybe starting the Zilkeen so that gets to be on board. Years and years and years ago, before these products were available, you know, people were using ACE Promazines and, you know, a higher quality of, and I'm sorry, not quality, but a higher strength of sedation. And it truly was a sedation. The problem is when you get into some of these older pets, it drops the blood pressure. It can very much sedate them, and it's just not good for our older pets. These alternatives that come out, they're very safe to use at any age without any issues. Finally, the last one that just came out a year ago is called Cilio. And Cilio is made by Zoetis, which is Pfizer's animal health line. And Cilio was made for noise aversion, meaning fireworks, thunder, lightning, things of that nature. But we have gotten very good success out of it with almost all reaches of anxiety. Cilio can, one of the side effects can be GI upsets, which is an upset stomach, and it can also be a slight sedation. I can tell you that my own Yorkie, 4th of July, for example, when she hears the fireworks, this dog would go nuts. Even with the Composure, it wasn't as bad. She would bark here or there, but she would still intermittently kind of, you know, bark in between. It was still affecting her. It wasn't bad, but it was still affecting her. With the Cilio, we tried that out last year, and I have never seen her as calm over the years with the fireworks and the 4th of July. Same for really high winds. She has an issue when there's, you know, when it's storming badly, it's not necessarily the sound of the thunder, but the sound of the wind and then the rain hitting the windows and doors, she would have issues with. And so with the Cilio, it really, really worked. Cilio is a prescription, however. You do need to see a veterinarian for that. It is very fast acting. It's actually an oral gel. And what you do is you actually put the gel. It's not something that they can swallow because it will not work effectively. It actually is dissolved between the gum and the cheek. So you stick it, you know, by the top of their gum, inside their cheek, and it, you know, just absorbs in very quickly. That you should start to see effects. I mean, they say a half hour to an hour. I was seeing effects in about 15 minutes, and it was a really great product. But again, with that one, you do need to see a veterinarian. So with the storms, with things, you know, of that nature coming up, it's always good just to have something on hand. That way, if your pet has the problem, you're not scrambling at the last minute to try to find a solution. But there are some great over-the-counter solutions like the Composure and the Zolkins, or if your pet truly has a more significant anxiety, then maybe talk to your veterinarian when they're there for their next physical or when you're, you know, in the office next to have them prescribe the Cilio or something stronger for your pet so you have it on hand when they need it.
Now, these are all great products. Can you just do the spelling and the manufacturer so that everyone will know what to ask for or what to look up in case they want to look it up and learn more about it?
Absolutely. So Composure, that's the easy one. C-O-M-P-U-R-S-S-U-R-E. I had to think about that for a minute. And that's made by VetraScience. And then, of course, Zolkene is Z-Y-L-K-E-N-E. Zolkene is made by a company called Vetoquinol. And most of those drugs can be found, you know, in your veterinarian office, but they're over the counter. So that way you can just come in and purchase them. You don't have to have a prescription or see the doctor. You can also find them online on places like PetMeds, things of that nature. Cilio is the actual prescribable drug that you have to see the veterinarian for. And that is S-I-L-I-E-O. And that is made by Zoetis, and Zoetis is just the animal division of Pfizer. And that can only come through your veterinarian.
These are great tips. This is great information. We want to keep our pets calm, and I think that this is the way to go. So thank you very much, Monica, for a great tip.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Coming up, do you know how to tell if your dog is overweight? Stay tuned.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We have with us our pet nutrition contributor, Kim Gablin, Senior Director of Marketing for Bill Jack Foods. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm good, Sue. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. So we're here to talk about something that I think people don't like to talk about, but it's a reality. And October is Pet Obesity Awareness Month.
Yes. And, you know, it's actually, I know and a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but it's actually one of my favorite topics because of all the things that you can do to help keep your pet healthy, managing them to a healthy weight is one of the most critical, and it's one of those things you actually have control over. So it's manageable, it's doable, and so we just want to get the word out there and talk about how you can do that and why it's important.
Can you share a few statistics or anything on pet obesity with pet parents and obesity?
Yeah, you know, for the last 10 years, the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention has been doing a survey with veterinarians and pet owners. And they do it every year. It's going to be coming up on October 11th this year. And they gather all this data. And what they found is that roughly 54% of dogs, 54%
wow.
of dogs, which is crazy, are overweight or obese. And so that's really bad. And it's up from 43% back in 2007 when they first started. So it's a big issue, right? More than half of our dogs are overweight.
Wow. Now, what type of indicator or guidelines show pet parents, what should they follow to know if their dogs are at a healthy weight or whether they are at risk of being overweight?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that awareness is the biggest thing, you know, and knowing that your pet is overweight. And I think the other thing they found in the survey was that more than 90% of owners didn't even realize that their pet is overweight, right? So sometimes we think, oh, they're fluffy, you know, those kinds of things, you know, that don't think that, right? We have to think differently about it. And so, you know, you want to look at your dog. You know, we always recommend the best way to look at your dog and tell if they're overweight is to have them stand, right? And when they're standing, you're going to want to feel their ribs. Can you feel their ribs? Fairly easily, right? You don't want them protruding, but you want to be able to know that they're kind of right there. You can also stand over your dog and then look for their hips, right? Look for their kind of, you know, where's their waist and see if they have a waist. If they have a little bit of a waist, that's appropriate, right? If they're smooth all the way down from, you know, from their chest all the way back to their tail, then maybe they might be a little bit overweight. That's another sign that they may be overweight. And then the third way to do it is to also have them standing and look from the side. And, you know, do they kind of have that tuck where their tummy is, right? So they should have their chest coming out, and then there should be an indent, right? It should go up where their belly is. It shouldn't be just around kind of same, your belly shouldn't be at the same place that your ribs are. So to look at your dog and being able to tell if there are any of those signs that they're looking like they're a little bit overweight, that's the first place to start, right, is to recognize that there may be an issue with your dog's weight.
Wow. Now, can we discuss like the key nutritional attributes to like dog food, such as what Bill Jack has, the reduced fat dog food, and so that our pets can kind of help get back in line and maybe live a more vibrant, more, you know, a healthier life?
Yeah, and one place to start is certainly food. Like, we'll look at your eating habits. How are you feeding your dog? You know, are you measuring the dog food, right? So are you looking at what they're recommending as feeding guidelines and then using that as a starting point and then determining if you feed that amount, like, you know, for the next week or two, are they losing weight? Are they gaining weight? And then being able to then adjust, you know, up and down from there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sure with all the different kinds of dogs that you have, you know, all your different dogs, they have different activity levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so not all dogs are the same activity, you know, have a high activity level or a low activity level. So they kind of have to adjust. If they're active, you know, they might need a little bit more food. But if they're couch potatoes, then they probably need a little less food than what's recommended on the package. And, you know, looking at the kind of food that you're buying. So if you have an overweight dog, you could consider a reduced fat formula. So we have a reduced fat formula at Bill Jack. It's 30% less fat than our adult select. And what we always recommend is to take a look at those feeding guidelines and then be able to, you know, if your dog is, let's say, 50 pounds and it's supposed to be 40 pounds, then I would say drop 5 pounds if they're a larger dog and go down and feed them what a 45-pound dog would eat. So if you feed them what a 45-pound dog would eat instead of a 50-pound dog, then, you know, go down, and then once they get to 45 pounds, then you can drop another 5 pounds and do that. You know, obviously, if you have a smaller dog, you might want to just feed a little bit less food, right? Not, you can't drop 5 pounds if you've got a 10-pound dog, for example. But you just, again, want to adjust that food down and make sure that you're feeding the right amount and then adjust from there.
And that makes sense. And, you know, not that I'm throwing anything out there, but sometimes pet parents may, you know, maybe they could get a little fit and healthy with their dogs so that the dogs are losing weight. Maybe the pet parents get to lose a little weight. Can you usually share with us some ideas on how, you know, we could do that?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, having a good level of exercise is really important. You know, I just got back from walking my dog just for 10 minutes. Right, we just went out for 10, 15 minutes. It didn't take too long, you know, just got him out there and he got a little bit of activity. All you have to do that is a couple times a day, right? Most dogs need about 30 to 60 minutes of activity a day. And you know what's nice is a lot of times we need that too.
Exactly.
So it's good, you know, it's a good time to go for a walk, good time to go out into the backyard, especially while it's still nice out, and, you know, throw the ball around. But, you know, if it's raining outside, you can throw the ball around inside, right? You can get creative with what you're doing, or have a play date with your friend who has a dog, and, you know, the dogs can play together and, again, get out some of that activity and move a little bit. And that also will help, you know, and also, you know, think about your treats. You know, how are you using your treats? Are you using them wisely? Are you using them all the time? You know, could you maybe give one treat instead of four treats whenever you treat your dog? And, you know, we also make a lot of great small treats. So Our grain-free treats, for example, our Little Jack treats, they're smaller, so they're only about 3 calories per treat. So you might be able to give one or two of those if you'd like to give a couple treats, as opposed to giving a bigger treat, right, a bigger treat that might be 30 or 40 calories. Don't want to do that on a regular basis because, you know, those calories count too. They're not just free.
Yes. Yeah. And I love those little ones. And, those are the ones that Olive loves. And, hey, you know, we just came through a big storm down here. And those were great little, incentives to, as the girls were a little riled up. So I gave them like the little treats, and it's nothing big. It was nothing, you know, because we had to keep everybody inside. So they were great motivators to, they gave them something and they were happy about it. And it was also like a low cal treat. So it's not like I had to keep giving them, you know, things and it's filling to them. So it's happy. It satisfies them.
Yeah, it's a win-win, right? You're giving them something that's good and healthy for them, but you're not overdoing it, which
yes.
is really, really, really important when you're trying to, again, manage that weight to a healthy weight.
Yes. Yeah. Now, for the listeners who may want to learn more, or if you could tell the listeners a little more about Bell Jack and maybe where they could go to learn more, where we could get Bell Jack foods, or you also have that great thing, the Best Friends newsletter, you know, a lot comes through on that, and the Learning Library. Actually, I was just on the Learning Library this morning and I looked up Italian Greyhound. I'd never done that yet. So, and it's amazing how many facts you guys have in there. I mean, there's a lot in there.
Yeah, you know, we try to help people really know more about their dogs so that they can just keep them healthy and happy and just have a great relationship with them. And so, you know, I always recommend when people ask me, you know, start at our website. I say go to billjack.com. It's billjack.com. And we have a lot of great resources out there, like the Learning Library, like the blog. We have some great training videos out there and on YouTube, because we really think that having a well-trained pet is really critical to having a happy pet in the household. And then we also are, of course, out there on social media, right? Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. And you know, you had mentioned the Best Friends Club newsletter. We send out a newsletter once a month. It has usually 3 or 4 stories, sometimes some videos in there to just kind of keep you up to date with what's going on in the pet world. Great tips, like I'm sure as we do our October newsletter, that's going to have great stories, of course, about, you know, what to do about keeping your pet at a healthy weight. And so you can get that. And then you can also request a coupon. But a lot of times we have an opportunity to request a coupon in the newsletter as well.
I think that that's great. And it there's so much that you have for, you know, education. If people just want to go there and learn things and or like you said, you do have the coupons, which I take advantage of the coupons. And there's just a lot of information out there. And we also have those great training videos. They're not you don't have to sit in front of it for hours. It just gives you exactly what you need in a very brief amount of time.
Yes, just a couple minutes time, and it gives you just some clues, maybe something different you could try to kind of see if you can get your dog to the next level, or, you know, again, just a little bit of retraining, or, you know, if you're trying to look at activity, you can maybe teach them a new trick, and that could be part of a little bit of exercise that you're getting with them as well.
Well, I got to tell you, ever since we've had this conversation, I'm very motivated. I keep looking at Miss Olive, and she's like on her chair looking at me like, I don't think so, but you know what? I think that we're going to go for a walk.
it's a great thing to do together, right? So I have fun, get out in the air and the sunshine and enjoy.
Thank you very much. And thank you for these great tips. And everybody, just remember that October is Pet Obesity Awareness Month. And Kim, why don't you give out the website one more time? So if anyone has any questions or if anyone wants to learn more about the food, wants to learn more about Bill Jack, wants to get any great tips, they know where to go.
Sure. It's Bill Jack. It's billjack.com.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a great week.
Thank you, too.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, a loving haven for dogs gets a boost from donations from caring contributors. Stay tuned.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am here with Marcia Panucci, the founder of Dante's Den, a nonprofit providing a loving haven for dogs on an absolutely beautiful campus. And I was privileged to be part of the grand opening of that. So welcome, Marcia. Welcome back, actually. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're a dear friend of Dante's. Thank you.
Love it. Now, for the listeners who may not know about Dante's Den, can you tell us a little bit about Dante?
Well, Dante's Den is a true sanctuary in every stitch of the word. It has different programs. We are not a rescue, although we do have an adoption component within us. We do what we call joyful adoptions, and we're very good at matchmaking. Not good at humans, but definitely good at
that's the important part.
At the dogs with their new owners. And then, of course, we have our Semper Paw program. This has been a phenomenal program for the military personnel as they go on deployment. They bring their dogs to us. It has been so widely acclaimed and received that we have now opened it up to first responders, police, and fire. And so we're delighted to be able to do that for them. And of course, we have our lifetime care. And this program is just gaining tremendous acceptance because it's the only one of its kind we understand in the country. And it's to benefit the dog if you cannot take care of your dog. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to have the ultimate demise. Anything can happen. It can be a debilitating disease. It can be a surgery with a very, very long recuperation. Or it could be something that goes wrong in somebody's life. You actually ask Dante's Den to be your beneficiary for the dog. The dog comes and stays with us for the rest of his life. 8x10 air-conditioned rooms, wonderful beds. They have their own porch. They can have TV if they wish, as long as they're watching our show, Animal Outtakes. And, of course, they have the full amenities of Dante's Den, which include that wonderful, fun, bone-shaped pool.
Oh, my gosh, the pool. I remember when we were doing, when it was opening day, the dogs were jumping in and having such a ball in that. It's like a beautiful, state-of-the-art, huge pool shaped like a bone.
It is, but it was designed for the dogs.
It wasn't retro, it's all for them.
They do. And you know, we have a lot of little dogs up at Dante's Den, as well as medium and large sized dogs. And of course, on two parts of the bone, they can get their little ankles wet if they wish. And then, of course, the pool slopes down. So they start to walk and then they start paddling. So they're not scared. They just kind of do what it is that a dog does. And now we have some divers. And so we have to get the tennis balls in the right place for them. And they put their head under the water. That is really something because dogs don't like to get their heads wet.
Yeah.
You know? So we they're enjoying it and we are having a lot of fun watching them.
I think it's wonderful. And you're on an absolutely beautiful, beautiful campus. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful out there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, it's I would call it very serene.
It is. It's peaceful.
It's very peaceful. And we don't allow the motorized cars that we drive to go up into the campus. We take golf carts so that the dogs are really, really very, very calm and not stressed. That's the whole idea. Get the stress out of their lives. And a lot of beautiful woods that we have. And, you know, we have our miniature Holstein. Salvador and his girls are there. And, you know, I brought Salvador on the property when I purchased it, and I got him four girls. And now we have 21.
Wow.
Salvador is delighted.
Wow.
Well, he is a very happy camper. And we also have this marvelous donkey.
I saw, yeah, the donkey.
And her name is Hee-Haw, and she's the lovely sandy-colored with the cross down the back. And we feel that she's been blessed, and she blesses our animals, and she watches over them. When we hear her yelling, we know we've got to come running.
Yeah, she's a watch donkey.
She sure is a watch donkey, right.
She's a little angel come from heaven, Now, you also have a program called Sponsor a Dog. So if someone wants to sponsor a dog, they can also.
Here's what we have found. We have just been in business 2 years. And as you mentioned,
it's amazing. It was only 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's been such an impact on the community. It's so, so
yes,
wonderful.
We've been blessed. The, the community has very, very definitely embraced us. And through our nationally syndicated show, Animal Outtakes, we get calls from all over the country. And I always tell people, well, just because we're based in Florida doesn't mean that we just handle Florida dogs and we handle situations from Florida people. We handle it from all over the country. But as far as sponsoring a dog, let me tell you what we've learned in 2 years. Everybody who has a dog is crazy about their dog. So that makes us all equal. What doesn't make us equal is our finances. Some of us have been blessed to make a fair amount of money in our lives, and others have struggled, or they've had, and for whatever reasons, they've lost. But the bottom line of that equation is they love their dogs, and they want their dogs taken care of. So we have started a number of programs. Number one, you can sponsor any one of our adoptive dogs. And a lot of our adoptive dogs, as you know, Susan, we go and we get the dogs that are on death row. And what we have found in the last year and a half that we've been doing that is we're getting some very sick dogs, dogs that already have cancer, dogs that already have epilepsy, dogs that have some debilitating diseases. And so we don't throw them out. We take care of them. We make sure that we can bring them back to the best health that we can. We have five vets that administer to us. We have two full-time vet techs that are on the property. As you know, our hospital is state-of-the-art. So we can handle this, and we have many, many, many success stories. But when you get to the Semper Paw program, which is the military first responders, and you get to the lifetime care, I hear very sad stories from people who say, I love my dog more than life itself, but I just don't have the money. And so that's where anybody can sponsor a dog. You can sponsor a dog in our lifetime care. You can sponsor it in our Semper Paw. And this way, everybody is helping everybody else. And these dogs will have, I guarantee you, the best possible life that they can have.
I'm getting goosebumps as you're saying that, because I know the campus, the facility, the care. I know some of the dogs that you've brought in have literally been death row dogs, and they are dogs that have had cancer and a number of issues. And we've watched them flourish, actually.
Yes. Yes, and we have.
And it's through, you know, people helping animals. So
NTES, because Dante was named after my husband, Don. And there's a PayPal segment there that you can contribute to, or you can always pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can take a credit card over the phone, or you can send a check to Dante's Den, 6801 283rd Street East in Mayaca City, Florida, 34251.
And what better way to pay it forward? This show's all about paying it forward. And I've seen firsthand what you do there, and you walk the walk and talk the talk. So it's like a real deal. Speaking of walk the walk and talk the talk and paying it forward for the animals, you have a phenomenal event coming up.
Oh, we do. We're so excited. And one of the reasons that we are so excited is that one of my dogs, a 160-pound Newfie named Benson, is going to be in the kissing booth.
Oh.
So we've been rehearsing him, but we have a fundraiser coming up on Wednesday evening, October 11th. It's only a couple of weeks away, I think that it is, and from 5:30 to 9 o'clock, and it's going to be held at the Polo Grill and Bar in Lakewood Ranch, and it's called Tips for Tails. And so all of the tips that we garner that night, and of course we have some marvelous raffles, will be coming to Dante's Den. And of course you'll have fun. There's no admission fee, so you can come and bring your dog, and you can come and see if Benson will kiss you.
To bring my dollars, yeah. Line up.
And we also have celebrity judges. Well, not really judges, celebrity bartenders and servers. And I'd love to mention their names because
absolutely,
we put it out there that we wanted some celebrities, and we had to turn some away. So they will have to do it the next time. But we have Suzanne Atwell. You know, she was our person in the commission, mm-hmm. city commission. And now she is a digital television star. She's got her own show, and she's doing that. Of course, Candace Bota, who is Suncoast Pet. And you, of course.
Yes,
absolutely. Scott George, who's been a very good philanthropist in town. Janet Walter, who also is a philanthropist, been one of the earlier supporters of Dante's Den. And Becky Sirigatis. Let me tell you about Becky. Becky came because she heard that we have wonderful dogs for adoption. And she said, I would like a dog. Now, remember that. A dog for my dog, Fowler. Now, Fowler is kind of a beagle mix, and he's a lovely dog and kind of quiet and wants to take life easy. And so we introduced Becky to Priscilla, who is the most gorgeous cream and white Catahoula mix.
Ooh.
And then while Becky was playing with Priscilla, I brought out Penelope, who was one ear up, one ear down, and Penelope just stole her heart. So Fowler now has two sisters, and Becky wanted to help us. Lisa Chittero, she was a prosecutor in the district attorney's office. She was championing animal rights. We always are beholden to somebody like that, along with Carol Whitmore. Carol Whitmore, dear, dear friend of Dante's Den, and also all of the animal groups. She wants fairness for all of the animals, and she fights for it every day, and we are so delighted. Veronica Brandon Miller, our goodwill director, she has been marvelous to Dante's Den. She keeps us in blankets and towels and anything else. And our dear Amanda Wag Powell, who, if you notice the dog on the Tips for Tails, that's Stella. And that's her American Bulldog, Stella. And Stella loves to come and swim in the pool. So we are so delighted to have these celebrities come, and they will wait on you, and they'll bring you food and what have you. So you need to tip them greatly, because Dante's Den will be the recipient.
Well, I know that I am very excited to be going, and I'll be there with Miss Olive, and John will be there, and I am going to work my darndest to get those tips.
Good. Put on your track shoes.
Get my track on. Moving around.
Right.
So now you also have some great raffle prizes.
You know, I always say we're very blessed. You know why? Because people don't have to do anything. They do it because you come to them and say, hey, do you think that you can help us out? And then they start reaching into their pocket and they do some wonderful things. So many of the restaurants in the area were very gracious to us. The Healthy Living Organic Market, Main Street Trattoria, McAllister's, Carmel, Casa Maya, the Mexican restaurant, Olé, Madison's, dear friend of Dante's Den, Tableside, who hosted our Top Dog, Classico and Patrick's and Cara Julio. But you know what? Other people came forward for this. Wonderful, beautiful stud earrings, of which I'm wearing today. They are the Spectralite. These are the organically grown diamonds. Aren't they great? Mm, you know? And so Created Gems out of Sarasota and Siesta Key has donated some stud earrings. Milan Jewelers. Milan has been around for a long time and loves the dogs and loves Dante's Den. And he was kind enough 10 years ago to listen to my dream when I was telling him that this was going to happen. So he is part of us. Panache, Bohemian Bliss, Lemon Blossom Salon, Le Suzo, the Main Street Bazaar, Not All Beads, and JT Barbary Shop. Now, here is a great, great gift. Bon Appetit. It is in a basket and it's everything for your dogs.
Wow.
Cozy Bed, the dog bottle. You got a lot of, well, poop bags, but collars and toys and all of that type of thing. Three Dog Bakery. They make the most fantastic birthday cakes for dogs. Unbelievable. So they're giving a cake and also certificates. A kayak tour for two. Yes. So, you know how I look at it. So we'll have two humans to put the dog in between us.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And, of course, Children's World has a magnificent gift of the Good Bowl, dog socks, the alarm clock, the slobber sanitizer, which we all need, of course. And there will be many, many, many others. But the biggest ones that we are so proud to have, we called Disney World. We said, we are Dante's Den. And they said, we know of you. Well, they gave us 4-day passes. So that's a raffle item. And Busch Gardens, we have done so much beautiful work up there through Animal Outtakes. And, of course, again, as you know, Dante's Den Foundation produces Animal Outtakes. They've given us 2-day passes and a one-night stay at the Renaissance at the Tampa International Plaza Hotel. So, you know, it doesn't get any better
than
that.
Those are real raffle prizes.
And I think one of the things that, of course, always tickles me is we had an opportunity to meet Adam Goldberg. Adam Goldberg is a photographer who gets these phenomenal pictures of your dogs, single pictures of your dogs. And they're doing things that you probably wouldn't get them to do. They might balance a milk bone on their nose, or they may give you an expression that you never thought that they would give you. And he captures that. So he is offering an in-house photo shoot. It doesn't get any better than that.
I'm telling you, Marcia, he did photos of Olive. I see poses that I take her picture. I mean, she looks at me. I got the camera going. But he got photos of her with expressions that I can't even tell you. He's very gifted.
Yes, he is very gifted.
I mean, it looks almost like she's talking, like she's doing different. I mean, I've never, and she's photographed a lot by a lot of people, and he did a wonderful job. He caught different essences of her that, yes. I mean, I was like taken back. That's a great opportunity to work with him.
He came to Dante's Den 2 weeks ago, and he said, give me 10 of your adoptable dogs. I'm going to take their picture. The pictures are magnificent. They will be hanging in our welcome center, and our dogs have never looked better.
He's got a gift. So he's a wonderful photographer. Yes.
And to say nothing of the great food that Jamie and Tommy Klauber prepare at Polo Grill. You know, they've done so much of our catering for the events of Dante's Den. And, well, I'm just not going to eat for the 3 days prior.
I'm saving up because we've gone to events at the Polo Grill. I mean, the food there is absolutely stupendous.
You know,
and the events that they put on are phenomenal. And the fact that you could bring your pet.
Well, because Jamie and Tommy are lovers of dogs and all animals. And of course, as you know, they have marvelous horses on their property. And so you put that all together and it's a great love fest.
I'm going to say
for the dogs.
All kismet, everything coming together and it's perfect. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this, but you've made an impact, obviously, with Dante's Den on our community, but you've made an impact all over the country because you have a phenomenal show.
Yes, we have a nationally syndicated show that goes over the Fox Network. It is their Digi One. I think they call it the... stage one, whatever. But nonetheless, it's on Buzzr, BUZZR. And it is seen around the country in over 400 markets.
Wow.
And in the big cities, Chicago, Philly, Dallas, LA, New York City, it is on for an hour every weekend. So, you know, again, what does that do? Sure, we enjoy doing that show. And that show, we take in all animals. When I originally was asked by ABC7 here, which at the time was Calkins Media and now is owned by Raycom, I said, I will do anything you'd like us to do, but no snakes. Absolutely no snakes. And they said, well, it's your show. You can do it. Well, the opening show last season, we had an anaconda. And I called her Alice the Anaconda, and she was absolutely wonderful. So we are going into our fifth season. We are going to have our first show of the fifth season next Saturday, September 30th. And, you know, it all comes together.
It does.
It all comes together. And we are able through the show to show people in Utah, in Montana, in upper state New York. We have a lot of clients from upper state New York. And, they get to see Dante's Den firsthand.
That's so wonderful.
So we're delighted. We're delighted.
And you should be because it's a wonderful show. I know I DVR it because I'm here, but I DVR and I love it. And you have a co-star.
I do. His name is Zeus. Zeus is my German Shepherd.
Very handsome, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, Olive thinks he's very handsome.
Oh, well, let me tell you, he has a way with the girls. And he has his own agent now. He got through a half of the year last year and then told me, he says, hey, I need to be represented here. And, you know, the cute thing is that he actually gets more email than I do. Wanting to know certain things. And, you know, he's just this beautiful, beautiful soul. And he knows his role when he sees the cameras coming out and he sees our videographer, editor, Michelle Silliman, come out with the lights and that. He's stage ready. He's ready to go.
And you can tell. I mean, he has great presence.
Yes.
He holds his own.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. He's a star.
Yeah, he is.
So, but I didn't want to go without mentioning your show because I love your show. And since we're heard all over the country, everyone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just look on either Saturday or Sunday, perhaps in the morning, Animal Outtakes.
And you're going to be happy you did. If you haven't already found it, which I'm sure you have if you're a pet lover. And you have not only pets, you have all kinds of animals on there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Actually, you can also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/animalouttakes. Okay. You can see all the shows. We post them on Monday morning after the shows are seen elsewhere.
Awesome. That's good to know. And for those of you that want to be a part of this, that want to come and join us, we're going to be having a blast on October 11th. We'll give out the information one more time on that.
Well, it's Tips for Tales on Wednesday evening, October 11th. from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Polo Grill and Bar. You can bring your pups, bring your money, because we need the tips, and Benson is practicing puckering.
I love that. I'm bringing my dollars. And for those who are listening to us on the air right now who want to be a part of it, maybe make donations or get involved in some of your programs, how can they find you?
You certainly can go on to our website, dantesden.org. All of our programs are on there. There's pictures of our dogs on there and, of course, pictures of the facility. You can always call us at 941-219-3730. And of course, we would love to talk to you about Dante's. If you're in the area, come on over. We'd love to give you a tour.
And it's beautiful and peaceful, and it is gorgeous, gorgeous campus. It's a wonderful place to be, wonderful place for the dogs. It's a very, like I said, it's a haven.
It is a haven. It's a safe, happy haven.
Yep. Yes. It is. And they're very blessed to be with you too, Marcia.
They bless me every day. Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing when people come for tours, they say, you know, these dogs are happy because they're used to seeing dogs aggressive and they're used to seeing them scared in rescues and skittish and all of that. Our dogs, the tails are wagging. Yes, they're going to bark because they want to show you. Why don't you let me show you what I can do in the pool? And they want to show off. Why is that? Because we have loving people, both our staff and our volunteers.
You do.
There's a certain culture that you have to adopt when you come to Dante's Den. The dogs come first.
And I think on that note that we should just, I wish you the best. I can't wait. I wish everybody who's listening could come to this event. It's going to be a fun event, and there's a lot going on there. But for those who are local, again, it's at the Polo Grill and Bar, and that's on Boardwalk Loop in Lakewood Ranch, and it's on October 11th, and it's from 5:30 to 9. I'm going to be there working the room. I can't wait because it's for such a great cause, and Olive will be there too. So, Marcia, what you do for the community, what you do for the animals, what you do, it's all over. It's not just here, even though I'm fortunate enough to know you from being here in Florida with you, but it's you touch so many in so many ways.
I am so happy that my passion and my dream can be shared with so many.
Yes, and we're happy, and it's a blessing. So, thank you very much, and I'm excited. I'll see you at that event.
Get your track shoes on.
Hips for tails. We would like to thank you, our listeners today, and our guests. And as Sophia the Doggy Diva always says, to please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, spay, neuter, and microchip. And please have a great Diva Week, everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.